Hello, Audio Boo. So this is going to be my February boo for day 12. The question for day 12 was, are you going on holiday this year? My answer is, well, I hope so. I haven't been on a holiday. The last holiday I went on was 2010, and prior to that, 2008. For a proper holiday that was at least a week long. In 2012, I went to Oslo, and that was really for a conference to do with my eye condition. So, and I was sort of going to represent the charity that I'm a trustee for. So it wasn't really a holiday. My boyfriend and I did decide to stay there a few extra days after the conference finished, so we did look around the city, so it was kind of a bit of a short break, yeah, it's a bit like a weekend away almost. So that's the last time I had any kind of holiday, and it was only short, so it would definitely be nice to go on holiday this year and go somewhere for at least a week. The reason I haven't gone on holiday very much over recent years is really finances. I was doing a PhD, and I got funding for that, but at one point it ran out and I hadn't finished the PhD, so then we were just down to one wage in the house. And my boyfriend's work is sort of contract based, so at points he was between contracts as well, so we couldn't really afford to go on holiday. But now I've got a steady job, so I think we're in a bit of a better financial position and we should be able to go on holiday. The last three holidays, the trip to Oslo and the previous two, were all to cities. We're thinking about whether it would be nice to go somewhere a bit warmer, because the times of year we went were also quite, apart from the trip to Oslo was in the summer, but the other two, trip to Rome in November and the trip to Paris in February. So the Rome one was quite pleasant in November in terms of the weather. February in Paris was absolutely freezing. So we're thinking about whether to go somewhere warm, but not really, really hot, because I don't really do well in sort of 30 degree type heat. And somewhere, maybe instead of going to a city, maybe go to somewhere on the coast, you know, almost kind of have a beach holiday. But I don't think we'd spend the whole week on the beach. That's not really us. We'd definitely like to go to the beach for a day or two, but we'd probably like to do some other things, go and visit some local towns and some tourist attractions, historical stuff, do a variety of different things. So hoping to go somewhere quite warm, nice scenery, and good access, you know, to public transport or whatever we need to get around and visit some other places in the local area. We haven't got anything booked yet. We're not being that organised, really. And we're still a bit cautious about money, so but we do possibly need to start thinking about it a bit more seriously. I know for package deals, in some respects, the later you buy them, the cheaper they'll be. So if we went for that, maybe we're better off waiting. We are lucky we don't have kids, so we don't have to worry about trying to take holidays in the school holiday periods. We can maybe take advantage of going in, say, May or June or September, and get a cheaper price. If we didn't go for a package holiday and we just booked our hotels and flights separately, I'm not really sure what the best strategy with that is. I'm not sure if it's better to book earlier or later to get a good price. I mean, there's always a risk, of course, if you book later, that the places you want to, the best hotels and things are already full up. But we'll see. I've also got a trip planned to Venice in September, although I haven't done much planning for that actually. And again, it's another conference, but again, we might stay an extra few days. So in some ways, we might have a proper holiday and a little mini break in Venice as well this year. It would also be nice to go and do some things in the UK, if we can get in a couple of weekends away in different parts of the UK, that would be great. Neither of us have ever been to Wales, and starting to think it's somewhere we should probably go. I'm a big fan of Devon and Dorset and Cornwall, so maybe somewhere down there. And my boyfriend's a big fan of the west coast of Scotland, so maybe somewhere up there as well. But yeah, that's my thoughts on holidays, but watch this space to find out if I actually get anything booked.